Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed Reiki Master teacher working in the field of energy medicine. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith, and the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call my posse. They have an irreverent, very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some phone calls for some free angel advice. So you can call the show on the number 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we take some calls, I'd like to talk about our topic today. And it's a continuation of the topic that we spoke about on my last show about doing work that we are passionate about and that fulfills us. You know, I told my listeners that with all my years as a healing practitioner and intuitive counselor, I have found out that the number one reason that people do not leave their jobs for something more honoring is because of the money. And the second reason for not leaving the job is because so many people put limitations on themselves. Now, in my last show, I was just beginning to recount a personal story of mine about how I went beyond my own suffocating, paralyzing limitations after my divorce. As I didn't have time to complete my story as I was taking phone calls, I had several listeners contact me who were interested to know what happened as a result of me making movement towards what my heart loved. Well, to fill in those listeners who may not have heard the beginning of the story, in 1998, after 22 years of being in a controlling, abusive marriage, I finally found the courage to divorce and dream that I deserve a better life. I needed to get a job. Although I had worked out of the home, and had several jobs at home, at the age of 42, I needed to get a real job, and I was terrified to go back to work. I went to see a career counselor, and she could see how petrified I was and that I had absolutely no self-confidence. She laid out the employment section of the newspaper in front of me. She handed me a very large red pen, and then she said, regardless of whether you think you can do a job, regardless of your experience, regardless of your age, regardless of anything, I want you to look through the jobs and circle those jobs that pique your interest. My hand was literally shaking as I looked through the ads. After I went through the paper, I found that I'd circled 6 jobs. The career counselor noted that they all had to do with retail clothing sales. This was something which I had never done before. When she asked me why I had circled the ads, well, I said very matter-of-factly, it's because I love clothing. She then cut the 6 ads out of the paper and asked me to put them in the order of preference, from highest to lowest excitement. I said, oh, that's easy, and I put the ads for the company Esprit at the top. When she asked me why, I became quite animated and said, I've always worn Esprit because it's good value for a good price. I love it so much that I introduced my teenage daughter to Esprit, and she wears the clothing now. I went on to say that the salespeople were always so friendly and helpful, and the stores were always bright and inviting and welcoming. All of a sudden, I looked over at the career counselor's face and saw that she was smiling. She said, Candy, I wish I had a camera to film the enthusiasm on your face when you spoke about this company. It's as if you already work for them. She then helped me to write a resume, and we sent it off with a photo of myself wearing a signature Esprit t-shirt, and we later had it couriered to their home office with a bunch of red balloons, which was the store's signature color. Several weeks later, I was called in for a group interview, and after that, I was told that I received one of the 12 positions for a huge anchor store that was going to be in the first discount off-price shopping mall in Australia. That's where I was living at the time. When all 12 girls were assembled, we were also told that Esprit had received 5,000 applications for these 12 job positions. Several days before the store opened, the team was hanging up Christmas decorations, and the recruitment officer was on hand to help us. I turned to the recruitment officer, and I asked her, I said, why me? She said, why you what, Candy? I said, look at the other girls. They're all 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. For goodness sake, I'm 42. And they've all had experience working in retail clothing. I've had absolutely none. Smiling, the recruitment officer looked at me and said, Candy, I've been doing recruiting for so long that I knew after 5 minutes that you would be an integral part of the team because you had life experience and people skills that no job position could ever teach. Like you, if one has the enthusiasm, the will, the determination to succeed, and the passion, then all other skills can be learned. Now, because I followed my passion back then, which was clothing, it led me to working with a dynamic, wonderful group of women and becoming the number one salesperson at Esprit. By following your passion and stepping forward, the universe has to, it must, open new doors, connections, and opportunities for you every single time. But we spend so much of our lives staring at the door which is closed for us, and we don't look forward at the door which is open. So if you are in a job that is dissatisfying, you've got to start to ask yourself, what am I passionate about? What do I love doing? Most of the time when I ask my clients what they love doing, they'll have a very, very difficult time, A, telling me what they have a passion for doing. And if they come up with something, then they'll say, oh, but I never could make a job. I never could make any money doing that. And, of course, immediately they have energetically and vibrationally closed the universe from answering any intentions in their heart because they have shut down their heart. So once you decide what you're passionate about, start by making movement to investigate different areas where your skills and your gifts and your talents can blossom instead of dying on the vine. Now, we spoke about this on my last show, and it's worth repeating. Many people think that they have to give up their current job and then go out and find something that they're gifted, something that they have wonderful innate skills and talents with. But nobody is asking you to give up your current job position. All that the angels are saying, that if you start to make movement towards that which you love and that which excites you, I often say that this is like breathing for me. This is not work. Find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And once you start making movement towards what you love, then be very much in the present moment, as we talked about, because that's where synchronicities, miracles, and magic happen, and the signs and signals will be given to you how to step forward. A lot of times people give up because they think that just because they're immediately putting their focus and attention on their skills and their gifts and their talents, that the universe will immediately show them something. And life does not work like that. But I can assure you that the more you build that intention in your heart and the more that that keeps increasing, that vibrational energy and intention and love for what you do will go out, and then the universe mirrors back to you exactly what you have in your heart. Do not limit yourself as to the many ways that you can fulfill your passion. You know, it was interesting that I felt the fear at 42 years of age of stepping forward and getting back into the workforce. Yet when I look at what I did, and when I saw that I took a step forward to something which I loved, which back then was clothing, the universe decided, oh, she's interested in clothing, she's making a step forward to that. I'll open up wonderful doors for her to step through. Now, when you really think about it, excuse me, I was 42 years of age. Most of those girls, as I said, were 18, 19, and 20. I did not limit myself because of my age. I had never worked in the retail clothing industry, and most of those girls had had either full-time or part-time jobs since the age of about 14, 15, and 16. That's what they did. They went to school and they had part-time jobs. Some of them stopped going to school when they were 16 and they were working full-time in retail clothing. I didn't stop myself from stepping forward because I didn't have any experience. I just knew that I loved clothing and that I would step forward and throw my hat into the ring. And I had one of the most extraordinary, best experiences of my life in doing so. In paying myself, the richness of feeling, that feeling of being passionate about what I do, then the universe got passionate and matched my vibrations. So let's say that you're making steps to investigate the fulfillment of your passion. And although you may have some doubts, you do believe in the universe, you believe in yourself enough to step forward and encourage, knowing that the universe has to support me. The universe always supports us. You know, it's interesting. I've said on a number of occasions that the universe doesn't wish us any malice. It doesn't wish us bad. All it wishes is to match exactly the energies inside of us. So I like to use the analogy that the universe, I like to look at the universe as a bank. And I've used this on a previous show, but for those listeners that might have missed it, we go through our lives and we put our focus and attention either on negative things or positive things. And the Bank of the Universe is wonderful because the Bank of the Universe is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It never closes, and it's always so willing to take whatever you deposit into the bank. Okay, so let's say you are so angry about not having enough money. That is probably resonating with so many of you out there. So you say, I hate debt, okay? What the universe hears is debt, okay? And the bank of the universe will say, oh, hello, thank you very much. I will put a negative unit in your bank. You might say a few minutes later, I wish I had more money. I hate being in debt. They hear debt again, and there's another negative unit. Every time you think, you speak, or you feel a negative emotion in your heart, it will be a deposit into the bank of the universe. Remember, the bank of the universe is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, infinitum, and it will always accept either negatively or positively what you put in it. And most of the time, people are not aware of how much negativity they keep putting attention on. And so let's say in one day you accrue hundreds and hundreds of negative things about, I hate this, I hate that, I don't like this, I don't like that, this is bad, this is not going right, whatever it is, somewhere down the track, because this is such a wonderful bank, the bank of the universe, it must pay you dividends on what is in your bank account. And so all of those hundreds and thousands of negative deposits that you've made into your bank account, somewhere down the track, when you possibly drop the iron on your foot, or you have an altercation with somebody, or perhaps you're just sitting in traffic and you're not even doing anything, and somebody comes and rams your car up the backside, and you say to yourself, but I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting here. Well, like attracts like, and you will bring back to yourself all of that accrued negativity at some time because of what you've deposited. Now, once you realize this, you can start to change those negative units in your bank account, and you can start saying positive things, or thinking positive things, or feeling positive things in your heart. You can start saying, I always have enough money. And then you put a positive unit in your bank. All my needs are met. All my needs are always met, and I always have enough money. I am wealthy. I am rich. I am abundant. All of those things. What that is actually doing is it's adding those positive units to the negative ones in your bank. But then after a while, the more conscious you're doing this, the more the positive units will start to tip the balance, and they will start to increase and become more so than the negative units. And then somewhere down the track, you will draw to yourself an abundance and a richness of people in your lives, an abundance of opportunities, richness of opportunities, richness of connections. So all of those things that were negative, that were coming to you from a negative energetic point of view, will then change to coming to you from a positive point of view. And anyone can do this. It's just to become conscious and aware of where we limit ourselves instead of boosting ourselves and putting our emphasis on what we can do rather than what we can't do. You know, I love the saying, if you think you can, you're right. And I also love, and then the saying is, if you think you can't, you're right. In both instances, you're right. And those people that have achieved anything, any goal that they've set out to achieve, they thought more about what they could do rather than what they could not do. So we've talked about limiting ourselves because of the money. We've talked about limiting ourselves as far as putting limitations on ourselves. But now we come to the third reason that people might stop themselves from following their passion and their excitement in their hearts. And this is because they start to listen to the limiting voices of other people. By stepping forward and doing something completely out of the ordinary, or something completely different to what you've always done, there are going to be people, many times friends and close family, they may not like it. They may not like it that you're taking a new path in life, and they might just go out there and express their thoughts quite openly to you. I mean, they might say, do you know what you're doing? Are you sure you know what you're doing? You'll never find another job. You know, I wouldn't mess around. You're on a good deal. Aren't you too old to start switching and starting a new career? I believe that these comments are not so much that the people in our lives, they actually do not want us to be fulfilled, but by you stepping forward and making your happiness and your passion a priority and no longer dishonoring yourself, it's a huge reflection on others to take a good look at their own lives, and it mirrors back to them how they might be staying in jobs and in careers or relationships that are not worthy for them. You know, many times it is uncomfortable and can be very unsettling to see someone close to you, someone that you thought you knew, trying new things and stepping forward and making their happiness a priority, especially when that person may have had a long history of having given their power away in the past. That person might have not been able to assert themselves. That person might have just been codependent. They might have, sort of just been leaning on others, or to a large extent, they could have always taken the advice of family and friends and truly not spoken up for themselves. And now all of a sudden, this person who we thought we knew is spouting all kinds of things like, you know, fulfilling their life's purpose, and I just want to be happy, and it goes so counter to who they are or who we know them to be, that it's often, you know, very unsettling for close family and friends to see this happening to somebody. You know, they're not acting like themselves. I don't know what's gotten into them, and they're starting to realize and to act more like who they actually are, but for years they have chosen to discount who they are, and they have hidden that away. So now that their true selves are coming out, as I said, it can be a little bit unsettling for those around us. But the more you can keep your focus and your attention on where your true passion and your happiness lies, then when people, friends and families, state these things like, you know, you're crazy, you know, what are you doing? You just have to be cordial and you just have to be pleasant when others voice their advice or if they're critical of the changes that you're making. All you need to say is, thank you very much for your love and your care and your deep concern for me. But you know what? I will choose to follow the joy and the passion and the absolute bliss in my heart. You know, that's all you need to say. You do not need to further justify or rationalize or even react to their comments. Quite frankly, their comments have more to do with their insecurities inside of them and their lack of courage rather than your newfound choices. So, as I said, the more that you can show others how you respect and you honor and you acknowledge your passions and you just say, you know, I do not want to leave the earth plane before I get to realize my passion in, as I said, the clothing industry and being around fashion and working in that industry, and that's going to make me most happy. And the thing that will really start to make others sit up and pay attention is your happiness, your bliss, your absolute joy in your heart, and the radiance that will be coming out of you as a result of stepping forward and making these choices. You know, listeners, 8 short years ago, that's not very long, okay? That's if you boil that down to dog years, that's only one dog year. If anyone had told me that at the age of 48, I would be establishing my beloved business, Angel Healing House, that I would receive not one but two degrees in Reiki. I would become a quantum touch practitioner, an angel practitioner. I would be a healing practitioner. I would go on to become the author of my absolutely beautiful book, Angels of Faith, again, best based on my two near-death experiences. And it's just been a cherished, inspiring book for so many. If anybody had told me I would professionally record my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, which is Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, if somebody had told me I would become a motivational speaker, a presenter, and now a radio talk show host, I would have thought them to be absolutely crazy only 8 years ago. But each one of those things was accomplished by me taking yet another little baby step forward and by believing in myself. They didn't happen all at once. Notice that they happened over 8 years. But every time something presented itself to me, I sat with it. And this is what a lot of people don't do. They don't allow themselves to sit in silence and really get into contact with what is right for me. What feels not so much right and wrong, but what makes me happy. Suddenly we think what we're supposed to do or what we have to do, and suddenly our mind starts to jump back and forth. Oh, but, you know, the family would like me to do this, or my community would like me to do that, or my group, or whatever it is outside of ourselves. But if you can sit in silence and you can get in touch with what makes me feel the most happy that I can possibly be, then we understand how to step forward and to find faith and respect and honor to acknowledge ourselves. You know, all of those things happened in my life because I felt the fear way down deep in my soul, and never ever think that other people don't feel the fear. Everyone's got fear inside of them, absolutely everyone. But those people that decide to give more focus and attention to their happiness and their fulfillment than to the fear go on to be successful in what they've intended in their heart. So don't think that I didn't feel the fear. I felt each one of those things. You know, I said, I don't have the experience. I don't have I'm not the right age. I might be, you know, sort of something lacking. And I thought to myself, no, all I know is that I'm happy and that I'm going to step forward to it. So once again, if you decide to give more focus and attention to your fulfillment and your happiness than to any fear, you will be able to succeed and step forward. And having chosen my happiness, my life has become richer, more rich than I could have ever possibly imagined. Now, I'd like to tell you another experience from another client of mine. She experienced she followed what she loved doing. She decided, and the universe opened an amazing door for her. I won't use her real name. I will just call this case study Carla. She was a primary school teacher, and she was a very good primary school teacher. And although she was very good at what she did, well, she wasn't really passionate about her work. When I asked her to recall her childhood and think about what gave her pleasure, she remembered that she was absolutely in heaven when she adored working with horses and riding them on her parents' farm. With her passion for horses, it was always her dream to become a vet. But her parents gave their money and their attention to fulfilling her older brother's education and desires of becoming a doctor. They told her that she was a pretty girl and she would eventually get married and have children. Well, she was very sad. She was very, very sad. She remembered holding back the tears as they told her that their money would be wasted on a veterinary degree for her. And she was born in the 50s, and really in those days, a lot of women did become teachers, they became nurses, well, and they became secretaries until they married, and then they gave up their careers. Now it's hard to believe in 2012 that would have been the norm back then, but women certainly didn't seem to have as many social rights as they did now, and there were barriers, if not legal barriers, there were social barriers that women adhered to. So at 40, Carla recalled the pain of not being able to fill her life's passion. And she wept, and she explained to me that she was finally too old to realize her dreams, and she certainly didn't have the money. Tuning into my higher perspective and tuning into the angels, I said to her, even though you don't have the opportunity to become a vet, or you didn't have the opportunity to become a vet, this shouldn't stop you from fulfilling the enjoyment that you receive from being around animals. Now, I suggested to her that she should go to the local RSPCA and volunteer for a position to look after rescued animals. Well, her face brightened up, and she assured me that she would call the organization after her session. After several months went by, I received a call, a very excited call, from this client. She said that she had taken my advice, and she started working at the RSPCA, and she loved caring for the animals. Well, a short while after she was working there, she noticed that someone had put an index card on the notice board, which read, "Horse handler, wanting for a large farming property, good salary, room and board. Inquire on this phone number." She rang the number and connected with a lady that explained that she and her husband were looking for someone who could take care of the needs of the many horses on their farming property. When Carla met with this couple for an interview, she so amazingly discovered that the couple were already acquainted with Jennifer's parents' farm. But even more bizarre was that they not only lived near Carla's farming property, but they had already seen her knowledge and her love and her careful attention to the horses when Carla was a teenager, because this couple's farm was adjacent to Carla's family's farm. Without any hesitation, they offered her the job. And while she wasn't a vet, she moved onto that property, and she was fulfilling her lifelong dream that she had as a child of working with horses and being around those beloved animals who she loved so much and taking care of them. And she did not need a veterinary degree. So the more limitations you put on yourself, the more the universe will limit us. You know, the most amazing thing is that the universe is an abundant universe, and it always wants to give us exactly that which we intend and love in our hearts. It's always sending out, it's always, always, always sending out that message to us that we are abundant, that we are fulfilled. But most of the time, people keep putting their emphasis on that negativity and limiting those things that they can have instead of those things that they can't have. Once again, listeners, if you'd like to call in today, that dial-in number is 646-716-6794. My posse of angels are just on hand, and so am I, to give you some free angel advice. Any concerns you might have with healing, direction, joy, clarity, empowerment, or anything other or all things in between that, call that number 646-716-6794. And while I've had many stories from clients over my years as a healing practitioner and intuitive counselor, I feel that the next story I'm going to tell you of this of a young girl who I had as a client, I'll call her Tony, She touched my heart the deepest. This young girl, beautiful young girl, she was 30 years of age, she came to me in a state almost comatose of very, very deep depression. Her whole life was a reflection of her very saddened condition. She had, as I said, she had turned 30 years of age, and she hated living with her parents. And she worked as a checkout girl at the local grocery store. Now, there's nothing wrong with working as a checkout person at a grocery store, but she hated it. Okay, this is her personal story. And although she had started out with the dream of becoming a hairdresser, she dropped out after completing 3/4 of the degree. And she went for a 2-year course, and she was almost at the end because she assumed that she was not smart enough to pass the final exams. And so, lo and behold, she just gave up. She withdrew from the hairdressing course, and she just became so desperately sad because she did not know anymore what to do with her life. She wanted to gain her independence so badly, and there was nothing wrong with her parents, but at 30 years of age, she really wanted to forge her own life, and she wanted to go out there and to start her own life. But she had no money to move out, and she had no money certainly to pay rent elsewhere. Her whole life was focused on not having enough money and no options to improve her situation. Now, once again, let's go back to the Bank of the Universe. The Bank of the Universe, every time Tony said she didn't have enough money, she lacked the funds to do anything. She, she was not only in debt, but she just didn't have anything. The universe said, "Thank you, Tony. I will put negative units in your bank account." And as such, nothing was coming back to her. No doors were opening. She was living in lack by the things she thought, by the feelings in her heart, and also by the words she was saying. I asked Tony to close her eyes, and I asked her to imagine. I said to her, "Okay, let's pretend. Let's pretend somebody." Again, I love to use Oprah as an example because she is such a well-known person. I said, "Let's say that Oprah Winfrey got so sick of her billions and all of the responsibility." And all the weight that comes with having that much money, and she decided to drop all of her billions into your bank account, and there you go, you have all the money, and so money is not an issue anymore. And let's say that your location is not an issue anymore because that money will free you up to go anywhere. Let's say that you could go out and get degrees and certification. That's not a factor. Nothing is an obstacle. There is no blockages of anything to overcome. I asked her, what would she like to do with her life? And she had her eyes closed when I asked her this. So she was closing her eyes, and she was sitting there, and I could see the strain on her face as she struggled with addressing for the first time in her life what it was that she actually wanted. And after a long time, her face lit up, and she blurted out, "I would really love to travel." I could see suddenly that there was a renewed glow in her face, and suddenly her body seemed to sit up straighter, and her energy seemed to get more full and more alive. Seconds later, she suddenly opened her eyes immediately and said, "But I don't have the money." And suddenly the energetic glow started to vanish from her face, from her physicality, and she slumped back down in the chair. It took a few moments for me to tune into my intuition. And the first thing that the posse of angels were showing me was, lo and behold, a cruise ship. I scratched my head and I thought to myself for a while, what are they saying here? And they were pointing to Tony going on the cruise ship. And I said to Tony, did you ever think of finishing off the last little bit of your hairdressing certification and then perhaps getting a job as a hairdresser on a cruise ship? I had known several clients who took jobs on cruise ships, and in this way, they had their room and their board paid for. There were long hours, but the thing that compensated them for those long hours, but they didn't have to pay for their food. They certainly didn't have to pay any rent, and they saved their money, and that at the end of working a year or a couple of years, they actually had enough money to then put a down payment on an apartment, a townhouse, a home. And so, having had the experience of other clients having worked on cruise ships, I said that to Tony. I said, how does that sound, getting a job as a hairdresser on a cruise ship? You could combine your love for travel with hairdressing. And as I said, you could save your wages to put on the deposit for a place of your own after a couple of years. Unbelievable, a huge smile. After she was sitting in my healing room for more than an hour, suddenly the first smile that I saw broke across her face and the light came back into her eyes. All of a sudden, it was then that I got another thought that came to mind. And probably the posse dropped this into my heart as well. And I said to her, okay, so that's one idea. Okay, you have one thing to step forward to there. Another thing, I said, because I lived in Australia at that time, I said, with Australia being part of England, I said, what do you think about this? You could get a job position as a nanny, and you could work in London. Again, you could combine your love for travel and you could save your money for a deposit for a home. You would live in, take care of children, and again, your room and your board would be looked after. She just could not believe this. She was just even more bright. She had options. Suddenly, she had possibilities in her life. The third thing that came to mind, as another thought quickly sprang to my mind, was I remembered that Tony told me that she could speak two other languages as well as English because her mother was French and her father was German. I said, how about combining your knowledge of languages and you could teach English as a second language overseas? Suddenly, this young 30-year-old girl was rife with positive thoughts and options. And she was presented with how to move forward with her dream and her desire of travel. Her whole demeanor started to change and to brighten. Her body language changed as she was sitting upright and her head was held high. Her speech was now animated and she was smiling. You know, the rest of our session together was spent discussing the baby steps she would need to take to start affecting the movement to her goal of travel. You know, she not only went on to complete her hairdressing degree, but the following year, I received a photo of her standing next to the cruise liner that she was hairdressing on. And, you know, her beaming smile and the radiance of her face expressed more about her new change of attitude than any of the words that were contained in her letter. And so, listeners, there's just a few examples. Mine, my personal story about stepping forward, feeling the fear, and stepping forward. I'll go to the call line and take our caller 519. Caller 519, you're on the air with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. What a huge blessing.
Oh, isn't that lovely? What is your name?
My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, I love Canada. Oh, Canada. where in Canada are you?
Just outside of Toronto.
Toronto, very beautiful city. I've had the absolute pleasure of visiting there. What is your question today?
I'm wondering, in my relationship, what I'm experiencing some disconnect with my husband, and I'm wondering if you have any messages for me about that.
Okay, let me see here.
I feel like I'm being I have parents that have passed away, and a brother and my first husband. I feel like I'm being comforted, and I'm not sure why.
Okay. Well, they can see that you. It's almost as if you're experiencing on the outside what the same. We always experience on the outside in our relationships what we're experiencing on the inside. But my posse of angels are saying to me that, and they're asking you how much time or the quality of time that you spend every week doing that which nourishes and nurtures your soul. What do you do every week, Karen, that makes Karen happy?
I've been doing a lot of studying lately and searching
okay.
And turning inward.
I was going to say, usually it's some kind of creative expression which feeds our inner child inside. Things like singing, dancing, journaling, I write, playing an instrument as opposed to hearing music. You know, I have a lot of grandmothers as clients who say that they get enjoyment playing with their grandchildren when I ask them what do they do for themselves. This is something that you don't do. You're doing the study is wonderful, but it's something which is outside of yourself, and you're doing it to as a means to an end.
Yes, anything for myself.
Okay. No, okay. The first card that came out was the Nine of Pentacles, and this is such a beautiful card. Oh, the joy and the richness around this card. The angels want you to get back to your richness inside of yourself. As women, especially as women, Karen, we have it inherently in us to love to spend time, whether we do this or not, emotionally connecting to ourselves. You know, in those days of our tribal and our cultural backgrounds, we would have gone down by the stream and brushed our hair in the sunlight and connected with nature and sort of listened to babbling brook, and that would have fed our souls. Instead of passively reading, we would have taken a journal with us and written some poetry and allowed ourselves to be expressive. You can't expect a relationship outside of yourself to be emotionally nourishing and nurturing if you're not doing anything, because our outside world is only a reflective mirror of who we are inside. That's all it is. And so they're saying that for you to get back into touch with the softness, okay, take note of these words. They're really pointing to these words. They're saying Karen needs to get back to softness. She needs to get back to yielding. She needs to get back to receptivity. Oh, that's not a lovely word. To receiving. Stop pushing. They're also saying stop pushing so much in searching, in studying, in grasping things on the outside. They're saying if you would spend more time doing those things that emotionally feed your soul, it will be amazing what then starts to manifest in your reality. Because most of now what you're doing is you're just channeling your energy way, 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 way outside of yourself.
That would be why I'm tired.
Oh, my gosh. You're draining yourself. You're draining yourself. it's time to go out and in the sunlight. I know in Toronto that can be hard, but you know, even if you close your eyes and you imagine yourself bathed in sunlight, or you imagine, and visualization is so wonderful. You know, when you close your eyes, you can be anywhere. But they really are saying to you to emotionally nourish yourself.
I feel like my soul is weeping. I'm always sad.
You're always sad. One thing that you are doing is because we are all a collective on the planet, we pick up, and if we are very empathetic, we pick up the collective's sadness. So you have a lot of people who are concerned about, you know, money. You have a lot of people concerned about Whitney Houston just died.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people that you know, sort of are very concerned about where the world is going. I mean, all the horrific things that we've been programmed to believe about 2012, which is not true. The world is not going to end. It's the end of the programming and the belief that we've allowed ourselves as sheep to buy into, that we are not creator gods and we are not magnificent, beautiful, and powerful. And that's a whole other program. But on one hand, Karen, that's what you're picking up, because I feel that you're very sensitive.
And you may or may not be
empathetic, but you certainly are very sensitive. So even more so, being a sensitive being, you have to shield yourself from negative people, honor yourself from limiting time you spend with negative people, allow yourself to be in reflection. I don't call it meditation anymore, because that takes on a whole new genre of whether you're doing it right or doing it wrong. And if you meditate a half an hour in the morning and a half an hour at night, that means there's another 23 hours a day that you're not meditating. If you put your emphasis on every thought you say, every word you speak, and every feeling in your heart, then if you make that the most blissful, the most happy, the most joyful, then in every moment, with every beat of your heart, it's almost as if you're meditating, because you're connecting to Source. And that's what they really want you to do. They want you to get back to writing out your intentions, what you want for your life, and then with everything you think, feel, and the words you use, make sure that they're uplifting and bright and positive. I see your relationship as, once you do this, it's going to not only fire up the relationship, but the relationship is then going to be better than it actually ever was.
Wow. Thank you. You're the first person that has given me positive feedback on my relationship, and that, to me, resonates with God's love and hope.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the work that I do at Angel Healing House, God is before everything else. The third card that came out was the Knight of Cups. And the Knight of Cups, by you doing this, the person in your life will become your Romeo, will become, you know, this is the romantic knight out of all of the cards. And it's like he's going to be proposing to you again.
Oh. Thank you so much. Your work is beautiful. You're beautiful, and thank you for the hope.
You're very welcome. I would love, Karen, I often tell my listeners, I would love to know where this journey takes you. And my email address is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House. H-O-U-S-E, that's all one word, .com. And I want to be very frank with you, Karen. I have been sitting here for 55 minutes just doing my radio program, and nobody called in.
This is only
the ninth time I'm a host on my own show. And the other programs I've had, maybe, you know, sort of six, seven callers. One I had 12. I give such detailed readings that I don't have time to take any more than about 6 or 7, perhaps 8 calls in one reading. I know there are a lot of others that barrel through and give 1 or 2 or 3 sentences, you know, don't spend very much time, but I'm all about quality. And I was sitting here and saying, well, okay, I'm not going to lose faith. If nobody calls in, it's perfect, and whatever is going to happen, I will accept. And you know what I'm hearing? They save the best for last.
Oh, I love you.
I love you, too. I absolutely love you, too. Please do what the angels just told you, and your life will just turn around, sweetie. I can absolutely tell you that. And please, send me an email. I would love to hear more about your journey.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Oh, be blessed, because you already are. And shine your radiance out to the world.
Well, it is a whole lot easier now. Thank you so much.
Take care, Karen, up in
you
Toronto.
Too. You
bye-bye.
Too. Blessings.
Blessings. Bye-bye. Wasn't that a beautiful call to end on? And really, that what the angels were saying to me, telling me, is they saved the best for last. So I'd like to thank Karen for calling in today. And to all my listeners out there, I would like to leave you with a very important quote about, or a little saying about, the jobs in our life. Please, please, please never continue in a job that you don't enjoy. It will only make you sad. It'll only make you angry, resentful, and be filled with unbelievable regrets. If you do work that you're passionate about, you'll be happy in what you're doing. You'll like yourself. Others will like you, but you're not doing it for others to like you. You're doing it to like yourself, and you'll have inner peace. Being emotionally happy and peaceful will decrease stress. It'll improve your immune system and your overall physical well-being. And with this winning combination, you'll have had more success in your life than you could ever possibly imagine. And with that, that wraps up the show for today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time and also 10 a.m. each Thursday Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please do email me and send me your request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my enlightening, inspiring book about my 2 near-death experiences and my personal journey with the angels, it's called Angels of Faith. And it can be purchased on my website or on Amazon.com, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, professionally recorded with beautiful music and sound effects, Letting Go of Concern and Living in the Now. Please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, you can either do that in person or nationally and internationally using distance healing. This can be done over the phone, or it can be done using computer, using Skype. Please call me on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And remember, you do not have to sit there in the dark and wonder about clarity in your life, about direction, about healing, about enjoyment and empowerment, and how to step forth. And maybe you have become stuck and drained, like the beautiful caller that I just had, Karen. All she needed to do was make one phone call, and hope was restored in her life. So until next time, allow your radiant light to shine, and go out there, listeners, and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. It's there just waiting for you. Love and blessings to you all. Have an absolutely gorgeous, beautiful day and a beautiful week until we are together again next Tuesday at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.